What's up, everybody? It is Seeking to Please. I'm back after an extended hiatus of recording audio and spending some time with the lovely folks over on Mouths Gone Mild. But I saw a great questionnaire by Owl. It's his cheeky questionnaire with some added questions. And I hope that I do it justice. It looks super fun. And I just picked kind of the randomest, most relevant to interests type situation, and hopefully I'm gonna put up a new audio. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm hopefully gonna put a new audio up on GWA tomorrow morning at some point. So without further ado, this is me doing the thing. It's been a while, so I'm sorry if this is shit. Let me know if it's shit. Alright, so do you prefer your partner to be shaved, waxed, or natural? I prefer some combination, thereof. I don't want you to look like a hairless cat, but I also, don't want it to be, major, unkemptness. So trimmed, I guess, is the best way to say that. And then I prefer myself to be, shaved completely, but, personal preference and all that. Do you prefer guys with beards, stubble, or clean shaven? Beards and stubble. Every day. All day. Forever. Favorite part of my body is my ass and my legs, and my hair. If you've ever seen me over on Mouths Gone Mild, I love my hair because it's,
oh my god,
gosh, I'm so sorry, because it's long and blonde, and it isn't long anymore. Oh my god, I haven't even recorded an audio since I cut my hair. But it's blonde and shiny and shoulder length, and I really love it. My favorite place on my body for a guy to come is my tits or my ass. Love it. Have you ever had sex or done anything sexual in public? Yes, I have. I used to go to school at a very Catholic, with a big C, university in my nation's capital. And I was walking home from a party with this guy, and we started kissing, and my college's campus was on the grounds of the largest Catholic school, or Catholic church, rather, in the United States. And we're, laying in the grass, and I'm wearing this, skimpy little tube top, pulls my tube top down, it's, sucking on my nipples, and I'm wearing, really short shorts, or maybe I was wearing jeans, but regardless, he has, hands shoved down my pants. And, we were, rolling around in the grass, and he ended up fingering me, in the middle of campus in front of the largest Catholic church in the United States. And I've also had sex outside several of my college dorm rooms, and I've been fingered and, teased in public. I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist. And I like knowing that people are watching me. What accent turns you on the most? Oh, boy. It depends, really. I really like British and Irish. And, I've come around to the idea of loving a Canadian accent. But I also... Oh my god, I'm so sorry guys, it's super late here and I haven't had a chance to record, so forgive me for all the yawning. I just really like accents in general. I'm from a pretty vanilla place as far as accents go. If you listen to my accent challenge, there's not a whole lot going on, accent wise with my voice, but, I also am a sucker because I love country music, and because I grew up in a redneck little state, I love a southern accent, like a strong, thick twang. And it just makes me feel like so comforted and like so, I don't know, at home. So yeah. What kind of toys do you prefer? So this one specifically asks like dildo versus vibrator, or like something else completely. I really like anal, which is like not a shocking surprise that I'm like a huge fan of that, with my favorite body part being my ass. But I really, love the idea of like anal toys. But I prefer the rabbit vibrator, so I get penetration and clitoral stimulation at the same time. Yeah, there's like not a whole bunch else I can say about that. Do you like facials? I don't love facials. I think they're kind of gross, actually, only because I have really, really nice skin. Which sounds like such a conceited thing to say, but I have really nice skin and it's usually really clear, and I find that semen just sort of clogs my pores and it makes me, all I want to do afterwards is just like wash my face. So there's that. Have you ever been skinny dipping or streaking? I've been skinny dipping a couple of times, but not like in a sexual context, just like as a younger person. I've gone like skinny dipping. Have you ever done anything sexual or overtly flirty in public knowing that a stranger was watching you? Yes, always. I'm a huge flirt. I'm pretty shameless as is. But I love like attention. I'm an only child, so I'm used to being the center of attention always. And I'm a pretty big brat about it. So I'll pretty much do or say or, you know, wear or not wear, as we'll see, anything to get attention from anybody. Have you ever gone out in public without wearing underwear or a bra with the sole purpose of having strangers look at you? Maybe not the sole purpose of strangers watching me or looking at me, but I've definitely would be lying if I said I haven't worn like dresses and just neglected to wear like panties underneath. Because I love the idea of, I don't know, just like it being like my dirty little secret, and then I like can share it with whomever I want to. Have you or would you ever have a threesome? I have had a threesome with a couple of people I went to college with, neither with whom I have remained friends, which is kind of regrettable and sad. But, it was whatever. It's a lot of unnecessary work for, like, not that much fun, in my opinion. But, you know, there's that. Do you have any kinks? Yes, I will do a kink chart and I will amend this post to include it. What was your first sexual experience like? I think different than I thought it was going to be. I did a whole post about this, like a whole questionnaire about it. And I'm sure you guys can find it if you care to listen to it, but I went home with a guy I met at a bar, and it felt like the right time. So we had sex and it was, you know, it was pretty good. And we ended up hooking up for like 2 years after that. What is a perfect first date for you? Oh my God. What isn't a perfect first date for me, really? I think any date that shows like that the person I'm on a date with, like shows that they like listened to the stuff that I like and like listened to the things that I said when I talked, is, you know, really special and super nice. But I think if like I have to give a specific scenario, it would be, we would go out to dinner at like nowhere like super fancy, but like we'd go out to dinner and like go do something together. Like I'm a huge fan of like old school, like pinball. It's something I grew up doing with my dad and I don't get to do it as much anymore. There was like an old arcade in our town called the Silver Dollar, and he used to go there as a kid, And he takes me there, and like he took me there as a kid, and we still go there together. And it's just like this place that's like super special, to the two of us. And like, I think if it was somebody like I could see myself like dating long term, I would take them to like the arcade or like the bowling alley and like make like a little game of it. I'm not really competitive, but I like love competitions. Like I just like to play. So I think that's a good one. And then like going out for drinks, like go have a glass of wine or go have like a beer or whatever, like and just like hang out and talk and like get to know each other. And then see like how things go. I'm pretty chatty, so anywhere where I can like chit chat. Oh my God. Anywhere I can like chit chat with my date, and like get to know him a little bit better is A-okay with me. Do you like the taste of cum? I do. I have a little bit of a cum eating fetish. I'm way into it. So I'm a big fan of the way cum tastes, especially when it's mixed with like my own taste. Do you prefer to have someone go down on you, or do you prefer to go down on someone? I'm a woman, and I didn't experience the joys of cunnilingus until I was like 20. And it was because I was like conditioned to think that like wanting it made me like a whore or made me like inherently dirty or whatever. But yeah, so I prefer to have somebody go down on me, although I do enjoy going down on others. I do swallow, and the question is, do you swallow? I do, and I love it. Who is your favorite poster on Gone Wild Audio? Oh boy. This feels like a loaded question, and I feel like sort of obligated to like give shout outs to like, I don't know, like Avalon was like one of the first posters I started listening to with any regularity. Anis was another one, as well as like Hank and Todd with the story cubes, which is, you know, something I find infinitely amusing. But I don't know, just like your standard group of misfits. Does anyone in real life know that you post not safe for work stuff on Reddit? Yes, I'm actually fairly open about like the fact that I record stuff and like post pictures and like do all kinds of weird things on the interweb. So yeah, a good portion of the people in my life know that I record audio porn and that I, you know, generally interact with and chat with a bunch of different people on the internet. So yeah, I feel really lucky to have supportive friends and family who are you know, generally interested in me doing whatever, you know, I'm doing as long as it's not hurting anybody. So and then what do you wear to bed? I don't wear anything to bed usually. I'm a big proponent of naked sleeping. Or I'll wear like an oversized t-shirt and underwear or panties or whatever you want to call it. But usually I'm in the buff almost exclusively. So there's that. If you know, things are looking up in the comments, or you know, things get kind of cool on the upvotes or whatever. If you guys like this, I'll maybe record the rest of them at some point this week, and hopefully I'll be able to post audio tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to because I haven't done it in a long time. All right, guys, this was super fun. I highly recommend you do it. I will see you all soon. Bye.